seconds and counting. The guidance system is going.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we're so happy that you've joined us today.
Hi, Steve. Hey, what are you doing with all those cups? Are you having a party for your friends and you didn't tell me?
No, Hazel. I'm not having a party. I'm practicing.
Practicing what? Drinking? You must be really thirsty.
No. I'm not really thirsty. I'm just having fun here. I'm playing with these cups.
Steve, my mom says you should never play with your food or with the dishes.
Well, Hazel, it's okay to play with these cups. These cups are for stacking.
Stacking cups?
Yeah. Stacking is a new sport. You can find out all about it in today's lesson.
Wow, I can't wait.
But first, watch me stack these cups. I'm really fast, honest.
Steve, is that how this sport works?
Well, it's harder than I thought.
Maybe you should practice more.
Yeah, maybe I should. Practice makes perfect. I'll practice while we watch the lesson.
Wait, I have a better idea. Why don't you come and help me wash dishes?
Help you wash dishes?
We can wash and dry and stack the dishes. That will be great practice.
But I have to be here and, you know, I can't help you, Hazel.
Steve, you can thank me later. Come on, help me do the dishes.
Oh, okay. Friends, please turn to page 34 in your magazines as we learn more about sports stacking.
Sport stacking. These cups aren't for drinking. They're for playing. Basketball and baseball, move over. There's a new sport in town, and if you blink, you might miss the action. It's that fast. In sport stacking, one player competes at a time. The player must quickly arrange 12 special plastic cups into various formations. As the player builds formations, a touchpad timer records his or her speed. The goal is to be the fastest stacker without making any mistakes.
Hi, friends. Welcome. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Now, Chip, I have to say I'm so excited about this article today. It's educational. And it's on sports stacking. I think you also will find our article today very exciting. This is a sport that we're going to be teaching you about. As you'll notice, our deck says these cups aren't for drinking, they're for playing. And we'll tell you what that's all about as we move along.
So these cups are not for drinking, they're for playing a sport called sport stacking. Now, our article starts off by saying basketball and baseball, move over, move out of the way, because there's a new sport in town. There's a new sport coming through. And if you blink, you might miss the action. It's that fast. Now, if you blink, that means that you close your eyes very quickly. And we blink many, many times during the day. I'm blinking right now. And if you blink, you might miss the action in the game of sport stacking. It's that fast. We're going to go to Liz in Grammar on the Go and take a look at that last sentence.
Hi there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about sport stacking. If you don't know what it is, it's about arranging 12 special plastic cups into different arrangements. Well, kind of like this, except mine are plastic disposable cups. Now, I know I need to practice, but before I do that, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. There's a new sport in town, and if you blink, you might miss the action. Notice the phrase, in town. The writer is not really talking about a particular town. Instead, this expression is used to mean within society or that people are starting to notice or get involved with. So what the writer is saying is that there's now a new sport that people are paying attention to. In the olden days, people were spread out because most people lived on farmlands. But there would usually be a town nearby acting as a meeting point or a gathering center, and if anything new, such as news or new inventions, were to come into the area, it would arrive in town. People would then talk about how there's something new in town. Nowadays, we just use the expression to talk about how there's something new going on in the community. For example, there's a new fashion trend in town. Or, the musical was so popular that it will be back in town next month. We're almost out of time now, but be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. Now, I'm going to practice sport stacking here. So this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So sport stacking is so fast that if you blink, you might just miss it. This makes me more curious to find out exactly how this works, so let's do that. Our next paragraph says that in sport stacking, one player competes at a time, and the player must quickly arrange 12 special plastic cups into various formations. Now, Chip, we have some of these cups here with us today, but if we put them in various formations, what is a formation?
Well, a formation, actually, that word, formation, is a combination of two words, form and creation. So it's a formation. So it's basically something that has been formed. And here, we have some cup formations that are built into a stack. This is a stack formation. And actually, we can use this word formation in other ways, talking about rock formations or formations in the rock on a cliff or in the mountains.
Or one thing that I think of is marching band formations. When they march on the field, they go into different creations, and that would be a formation. So as the player builds formations, a touchpad timer records his or her speed. So it's basically a race against the clock. As they are building, there is a touchpad timer, and a touchpad timer in this case is just a mat that has a clock on it that the players use to keep and record their time. So to start their time, all they have to do is lift their hands off of the touchpad timer and the clock begins. What is the goal of sport stacking?
Well, of course, the goal is to be the fastest stacker without making any mistakes. So the goal is speed, to be the fastest, and the goal is also quality stacking, to not make any mistakes during your efforts to create, to make the formation.
Now that word stacker is kind of a special word just for this sport. If you stack something, you are building formations on top of each other. You're putting things one on top of the other. That's called a stack, or you are stacking something. So a stacker is a person involved in this sport, sport stacking, that makes stacks with their formations. I know that was a little bit confusing. Hopefully it didn't confuse you too much, though.
So a stacker wants to be the fastest at making these formations. We're going to visit the chat room, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll be back to learn more about this exciting new sport, sport stacking.
Hey, Ashley, did you read today's Studio Classroom article about sport stacking?
Yes, Ken. Actually, I'm chatting online with Linda about it right now.
Oh, really? Well, can you ask her, what are timer records?
Timer records? I've never heard of that. Let me just type the question.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Ashley. Actually, there's no such thing as a timer record. Listen carefully as I read the sentence. As the player builds formations, a touchpad timer records his or her speed. Notice that records, R-E-C-O-R-D-S, is pronounced records, not records. Words that are spelled the same but have different pronunciations are called heteronyms. And here we have a heteronym. R-E-C-O-R-D, when used as a verb, should be pronounced record. However, if we use the word as a noun, it is pronounced record. So let's say you are making a list of your expenses. You could say, here is a record of my expenses. However, the action of writing down your expenses is pronounced with a long E. So for instance, I am recording the amount of money I spend every month. So I hope this helps you. Bye for now.
Ah, I see. So Ashley, what are some other examples of heteronyms?
Let's see. Well, there are the words minute and minute. When you're talking about time, you say the word as minute. But when you are talking about something small or insignificant, you pronounce it as minute.
Okay, so time refers to minute, but when we're talking about size, we say minute?
Right.
Well, before I go, I'd like to return this book.
Okay. Oh, according to my records, you still have an overdue book, Ken.
Oh, sorry about that. I should record this information in my notebook.
Okay, and return it next time.
Okay. R-E-C-O-R-D 这个字可以读 record 也可以读 record 当作名词读作 record 就是一个记录当作动词要读作 record 就是登记记录下来那这种字呢在英文叫做 heteronym 中文翻译成同形异音异义词意思就是两个同样拼法但是发音跟意思都不同的字其实 heteronym 就像中文的破音字除了 record 跟 record 还有很多其他的例子比如说 minute 可以指一分钟读作 minute 但是也可以读作 minute 若是当形容词用表示微小的微不足道的 OK 我们下次见
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Remember, these cups are not for drinking. They're for playing. Never in a million years would I have thought to invent a sport using plastic cups. But someone did, and now, as each year passes, this seems like an unlikely competition, but it's getting more and more popular. Before the break, we learned a little bit about what sports stacking is,Now, let's learn about the history of sport stacking, which happens on page 34 and line 11.
Sport stacking. This competitive sport started in the early 1980s in Southern California. At the time, not many people participated in it. Then in 1990,It caught the attention of Bob Fox, an elementary school physical education teacher. He was so impressed with the sport that he began promoting it in schools around the country. As sport stacking continued to gain popularity, Fox founded Speed Stacks Incorporated. His company is dedicated to spreading sport stacking around the world. Today, the sport can be found in 22 countriesand nearly 30,000 schools and organizations worldwide.
Welcome back. So we're talking about sport stacking and using these cups to make formations. And the goal is to be the fastest stacker, the fastest person to stack the cups into a formation. And this sport is competitive. Now, if a sport is competitive, what does that mean, Chelsea?
Well, it means that it's a game or a sport where people are competing or they're trying to win. We often think of maybe basketball or baseball as being competitive, but sport stacking is also very competitive. And this sport started in the early 1980s in Southern California. But at the time, not many people participated in it. Not many people knew about it. But then, in 1990, it caught the attention of Bob Fox. And who is Bob Fox, Chip?
Well, Bob Fox is an elementary school physical education teacher. So he teaches physical education. Now, physical education is sometimes shortened to PE for physical education. And it's the class that you might have in school where you learn about different sports and different athletic activities, where you're using your body to exercise.
So he was introduced to sport stacking and was so impressed with the sport that he began promoting it in schools around the country. That means he began going around and telling other teachers and students about sport stacking in hopes that they would be impressed with it as well. And they were. As sport stacking continued to gain popularity, Fox founded Speed Stacks Incorporated, and that is a company that exists still today. To do what?
Well, this company is dedicated to spread sport stacking around the world. So he founded this company in order to spread sport stacking around the world. Now, if you found something, this is the word that we use when we're talking about creating or starting or beginning an organization. So, for example, Doris Peng Laoshi started or founded a studio classroom over 40 years ago.
That's true, she did, and we are, of course, still here today. Bob Fox's organization, Speed Stacks, is also making great progress around the world, as today the sport can be found in 22 countries and nearly 30,000 schools and organizations worldwide. Wow, this is a sport that it has really, we could say, taken off. It has become so popular that it has literally spread all over the world.
It has, and I'm pretty excited about this sport. I've seen a little bit of some kids doing some sport stacking, and it is really fast. If you blink, you might miss the action.
It is very fast, and I do have to say that when I was in America and a teacher, I actually helped teach speed stacking or sport stacking to students that I worked with. And it is a very exciting sport, and we're going to find out later some of the benefits of this sport, some of the positive things beyond it just being a sport. It has other positive qualities as well.
Yeah, it seems like this sport could really teach people, could teach kids other important lessons and other important skills. So if you're good at sport stacking, maybe you're good at other things too. Now actually, we have a couple videos for you. Chelsea went to a local elementary school to watch the kids play, to watch the kids stack cups. So we'll take a look at that video, then take a look at some language tips, and then another video about some sport stacking events.
Hi friends, I'm here today at Taiping Elementary School in Taipei where students have recently formed a sport stacking club. Today I have with me James and Chloe, and this is Kitty, and this is Odin, and they all participate in this sport we're going to learn about today, sport stacking. And in order to do sport stacking, you first have to have special cups, just like this. These are speed stack cups, and you'll see that they are plastic, and they have three special holes in the bottom that helps them move a lot faster and helps the air to go through them. So today, we are fortunate enough to be here to learn more about how to do sport stacking. So, let's see how it's done. Now, two of the main formations in sport stacking are the 3-3-3 and the 3-6-3, which you have seen these students practice today. And as they get better at those, they work their way up to the more complicated cycle stack. And at all times, they have their timer mat in front of them. All they have to do is release their hand, and the time starts. So it's very convenient. Stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow to learn more about this fun sport of sport stacking.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 blink 这个动词。Blink 是指眨眼睛，例如 The little girl blinked with surprise when she saw her birthday gift. 当这个小女孩看到自己的生日礼物时，惊喜地眨了眨眼睛。或者是 He stared at the TV screen without even blinking. 他的眼睛一眨也不眨地盯着电视荧幕看。Blink 也可以当名词，例如 In the blink of an eye, the quarterback made the touchdown. 在才一眨眼的时间，四分卫就达阵成功了。继续我们看的是 formation 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 form 形成或构成这个动词，所以 formation 是指排列或队形，例如 formations play an important part in cheerleading， 队形的变化是啦啦队运动中很重要的一部分，或者是 the band march in their parade formation， 乐队以游行的队形前进。Formation 也指构成或结构，例如 The formation of a snowflake， 雪花的结构。最后我们看的是 competitive 这个形容词，它的动词是 compete， C-O-M-P-E-T-E， 意思是竞争的。所以形容词 competitive 是指竞争激烈的或者是好竞争的。例如 The product still remains at the top in such a competitive market。这个产品即使在竞争激烈的市场中仍然领先群伦，或者是 Victor is a competitive football player. He performs best under stress. Victor 是一个喜欢竞争的足球选手，在压力之下表现得特别好。 And don't forget to come back tomorrow. I'll see you then. Bye bye.
Ever wonder what it would be like to race against the fastest stackers in the world? Or try to set a world record? Then check this out.
Sport stacking. These cups aren't for drinking. They're for playing. Basketball and baseball move over. There's a new sport in town. And if you blink, you might miss the action. It's that fast. In sport stacking, one player competes at a time. The player must quickly arrange 12 special plastic cups into various formations.As the player builds formations, a touchpad timer records his or her speed. The goal is to be the fastest stacker without making any mistakes. This competitive sport started in the early 1980s in Southern California. At the time, not many people participated in it. Then in 1990, it caught the attention of Bob Fox, an elementary school physical education teacher.He was so impressed with the sport that he began promoting it in schools around the country. As sport stacking continued to gain popularity, Fox founded Speed Stacks Incorporated. His company is dedicated to spreading sport stacking around the world. Today, the sport can be found in 22 countries and nearly 30,000 schools and organizations worldwide.
Okay, the sports of baseball, football, and rugby have their own special vocabulary. Sport stacking is no different. Check out the right side of page 35 for a listing of sport stacking terms and expressions. They'll definitely help you understand this sport better. A word you'll see a lot today and tomorrow is stack, used both as a noun and a verb.Get to know that word stack because there's a lot more stacking to do tomorrow. Friends, I and everyone here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Class.com